I would like to go back to the Gemara Rami Lei Rove L'Rav Nachman and to learn in the Vainik the Marsha on this Gemara. Rami Lei, this is four lines from when the lines start getting wide on the Mem Amud Aleph. Rami Lei Rove L'Rav Nachman. Rove asked Rav Nachman Akasha. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim, Sha'adam Oysa Oysan, Ba'oichel Peresein Ba'ilam Hazeh, Ba'keren Kayemes Eloi Lo'ilam Habo. These are the mitzvahs, Eilohen Kibud Oveim, Gemilus Chasodim, Ravoy Sholem, Shemein Odom Lachaberoi, V'salma Toiro, Kineget Kulo. And then, we explain this Mishnah. Bekibedo ve'em ksiv, leman yarichon yomecho, leman yitav loch. Begmilus chasodim ksiv, roidev tzedoka v'chesed, yimtso chayim, stoka v'chovei. Baboy sholem ksiv, baki sholem v'rotfeyu, v'omar ababo oshir adife redife. We learn exei reshove, ksiv hoche baki sholem v'rotfeyu, ksiv hosem roidev tzedoka v'chesed. So that's also you see Yim Tzachayim Tzlaka V'chofi. B'talmud Torah Ksiv Ki Hu Chayecho V'orech Yomecho. That's the Mishnah. We're not up to the Kasha yet. So what was Rav's Kasha to Rav Nachman? So Rav's Kasha to Rav Nachman was V'shiluach HaKan Nami Ksiv L'man Yitav Loch V'arach Toyomit. Is listening Nami Ho. L'chayre, the Kasha was, Rove had understood that all these mitzvahs which are mentioned, and we derive them from Psukim, so the Psukim are telling us there's a Kefal Haloshen, Yerichon Yemecho, Yitavloch, Chayim, Tzoka V'chove, there's a Kefal Haloshen. So, this Kefal Haloshen is coming to tell us that Toichel Peresein Be'ilam Hazeh, Vakeren Keyem is Le'ilam Habo. So he asked, I have another mitzvah that there's a Kefal Haloshen. B'shiluach HaKan Namiksiv L'man Yitav Loch Varach Tayomit. Is listening Namiho. So this is also another mitzvah that Toichel Peresein Be'ilam Hazeh. So Rav Nachman answered him, Tana V'shaya. You're right, it also belongs there, but the Tana did not enumerate all the mitzvahs that Eichel Peresein Be'ilam Hazeh. He left over some. He left over Shiluach HaKan. Rove did not like this teretz. He says, I don't. Toni Tana Eilu Devorim. The Mishnah says, these mitzvahs, Adam Eichel Peresein Be'ilam Hazeh, and Ba'at Amrit Tona V'Shayer, I don't understand you. The Mishnah is just telling us these are some of the mitzvahs that are the Moichel Peresein Ba'ilam Hazeh. So he shouldn't say Eilu Dvorim. Omar Rav. So Rav says, I'll tell you a teretz. Your teretz I don't appreciate. I'll tell you a teretz. Rav Idi Asbarali. Rav Idi was Masbar to me. There's a pasuk, Imru tzadik ki toiv ki pri malolayim yechelu. V'chi yesh tzadik toiv v'yesh tzadik she'enay toiv. There's two types of tzadikim. Imru tzadik, praise a tzadik ki toiv when he is toiv. So what are we speaking about? Elo, toiv la shamayim v'la b'riyiz. If the tzadik is toiv la shamayim v'la b'riyiz, zel tzadik toiv. That means not only is he doing mitzvahs bein odom lamokim, he's toiv labriyas. Toiv la shamayim v'ra labriyas, ze tzadik she'ein ay toiv. Ki yaitse bedover atoimer, oi la rosho ra ki gmur yodov yaseloi. Yaseloi, there's a rosho ra, v'chi yesh rosho ra v'yesh ein ra, elo ra re shamayim v'ra labriyas, u rosho ra. Ra la shamayim ve'ein ra la briyas ze rosh she'ein ra. Now, there's a tremendous problem in this Gemara. Let's just elaborate. We had learned on Daf Lamed Tesamed Beis, a machlokes, Rabbi Yaakov, according to Rove, this is the Rove who holds sugya is going alibe de Rove. According to Rove, there is a machloikis Rabbi Yaakov and the Tanna Kama of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov said, Schar mitzvah bahayal meleke. There's no such thing that mitzvah is being paid of on this world. Schar mitzvah bahayal meleke. Everything, the mitzvah is, this world is much too small to pay for one mitzvah. Schar mitzvah bahayal meleke, and the Tanna of our Mishnah disagrees. And the Mishnah says, "Kol ha'isa mitzvah achas." A person does one more mitzvah. It's reiv zochis. Metivin loy. So he's eichet atove. Marichin lo yoma v'neichel esaretz. As our Mishnah holds, one does get schar on the mitzvah boilam hazeh. Now our Mishnah does not differentiate at all any mitzvah. Kol ha'isa mitzvah achas metivin loy. So our Mishnah holds that for any mitzvah, it's Reiv Zachis, he's a tzaddik, so you get paid on this world. That's what our Mishnah holds. Rabbi Yaakov holds, you never get paid. You never get paid for a mitzvah on this world. Now here, on Daf Mem, we have a sugya, a new cheshbin. V'tz toiv labriyas, you get paid. Not toiv labriyas, you don't get paid. Now all of a sudden we have here a new cheshbin. It's not like Rabbi Yaakov, it's not like the Tanna Kama. All of a sudden we have a new sugya over here that gives us different guidelines. What happened all of a sudden? So I'd like to be Magdam, we had mentioned the Maral. The Maral is a mitzvah gedolah liyashvay. The Maral says that a fellow Rabbi Yaakov that said that schar mitzvah bahayal meleke will not pay the schar for a mitzvah on this world, but a mitzvah that is also toiv labriyas, so this is the briyas are deriving benefit from the mitzvah in this world, so there's like a bonus in the mitzvah, besides doing rotzen Hashem, the briyas are also deriving benefit. Such mitzvahs is, Rabbi Yaakov is also made the eichel perisem by lamazem. That's what the Maral says. So our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yaakov, so now we have a new insight in Rabbi Yaakov. But this is a pachad neire. Because the Mishnah that says Eilu Dvorim Shadam Oisa Oisam Beichol Perisein Beilam Azeh, so the first one is Kibud Oveim. This mitzvah of Kibud Oveim, from this mitzvah Rav Yaakov had proven that Schar Mitzvah by Amaleke, because Rav Yaakov witnessed someone was going to get Geizolus for his father, and he died. And then the process of doing this, so if Schar Mitzvah by Alma, how could this occur? Rabbi Yaakov, from this Maisa, Rabbi Yaakov was Machia, means something else. It means Olam Haba, there's no Olam Haza. So the Maral is very Shmer. So how could this mitzvah be going, how could this be going according to Rabbi Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov proved from a mitzvah that it's Toiv Labriyas and it's in Schar Mitzvah by Al-Malek. Now, if we'll go not according to Rabbi Yaakov, so then our Mishnah says, Kol ha'oise mitzvah achas meitivin loy, it doesn't mention Toiv Labriyas, not Toiv Labriyas, Kol ha'oise mitzvah achas meitivin loy. Now, we had heard the Gemara and the Lametesimet Bey started off with the Kasha, said, oh, here it says, Kol ha'isa mitzvah achas meitivin loy, v'reminu eilu dvorim shadam oichol perisein boilam hazeh. Not everything is meitivin loy, eilu dvorim. The Gemara asked the kasha. So the Gemara says, there's a difference between these mitzvahs, shkula machas, and by all other mitzvahs, it should be reiv zochiyas. Reiv zochiyas. So the Mishnah says you need one more mitzvah. You need Reiv Zachis. That's by all mitzvahs. By these mitzvahs, it's machz al machze. You have a din of a tzaddik shkulo, it's machz al machze. Machas, it weighs over, and it's ke'ilu, you have Reiv mitzvahs. Right? But l'chayre, this cheshmo, what the Gemara said, v'achlam et tesamet beis, has nothing to do with our Gemara. Our Gemara is speaking about you eat peiris, you don't eat peiris. Our Gemara is speaking about a different concept in Ganson, and that is very schwer, because on the Gemara, v'achlam et tesamet beis, it seems all mitzvahs eat peiris. The whole difference between all mitzvahs, and these four mitzvahs is, if it could be shkula and it's a machas, there's a psanu concept, these four mitzvahs is, even though it's machzah or machzah, yes, it gets a din of a tzaddik. So, al koponim, this gemara is very shver. So I'd like to learn in a veinik the marsha, and then perhaps, I think the marsha also needs a beer, but perhaps we can try to explain the marsha. The marsha is on daf, Mem Omed Aleph in the Chidushei Agodais Mishiluach Hakan Nami Siv Laman Yitavloch. So the Marsha says Mishiluach Hakan Nami Siv Laman Yitavloch, and the Gemara answered Yesh Lebagdek Hach Masnissen De Peye. This Mishnah of Peye Al kolchoch ki Rabbi Yaakov loy osi. So this is the Aleph that the Marsha says, clone not like the Marsha, Maral. The Mishnah Zichah does not go according to Rabbi Yaakov. Dilidi day, afilu bekibbet ove aim, scha mitzvah bahay alma leke. According to Rabbi Yaakov, there's no union of scha mitzvah bahay alma. Mi maise de choze, from he witnessed a maise, ki da oma rove gufeila, Rove himself said this, alama tesam it beis. Fine. So it's not going according to Rabbi Yaakov, that's for sure. Elo ki Rabbonon de Masnis in the Hoch. It's going according to the Rabbonon of our Mishneh. De Ike Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alme. Now, the Rabbonon hold that there is Schar Mitzvah on this world. All mitzvahs is Schar Mitzvah. Vim kain, my kashelai, listening nami shaluach hakan. Homrin in Leel, da hanach de tani handling the shkula machas. The difference between these four mitzvahs and all other mitzvahs is in a different cheshbon. That if it's machzah or machzah, it's 50-50, so these four mitzvahs, for some reason, they have a segula that it's machiyah, so it's like 51-49 for some reason, and all other mitzvahs is 50-50, is a beinoni. Masha'in came b'chol sha'a mitzvahs nabinin, roiv z'chuyes, kidiktoni b'mas nisen. So what was Rav's kasha? Stick shiluach hakan. What shiluach hakan different than any other mitzvah? There's a special din of shkula machas. V'yeshloima dohochi porech. Rav's kasha was as follows. Kiven v'loi porech hani dohosan. Rav asked as follows. What is the maila of these four mitzvahs? Ela mishum de shkula machas. That he has a chshivis, that even though it's 50-50, it's machia. So he said, how did the Gemara know this? This is like a psalmur de kazakh. It's 50-50, and it's machia. It weighs over. So he says, the Gemara knew it, umi keifel haloshen dechsibu. The Gemara knew it because by kibbet of aim it says a keifel loshen. So from this keifel loshen, even though between you and me, this Kefal Loshen is speaking about the Schar, and here we're talking about the scales, also about the Etzem Mitzvah, how you measure the mitzvahs, but somehow the Masha says that the Gemara understood that what this mitzvah weighs more is because it's a Kefal Loshen. So from the Kefal Loshen, we see the Kovid of the mitzvah, for some reason. Im Kain. So that's the reason. So now we know why Kibbud of Aim is better than Tfilin. Because Kibbud of Aim is a Kefal Alosh, and by Tfilin there's no Kefal Alosh. So if that's the reason, Im Kain Bishaluach Hakan Nami, Dechsi Bechi Agavne Kefal Alosh. Leman Yitavloch Varachto, Nisna Nami Leibay. So let us learn also, Dishkula Machas. So the whole shakla v'tayin, the Gemara, was not oichel boilam azeh. Every mitzvah is oichel boilam azeh. No, there's a mile on these four mitzvahs of shkula machas, even though it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but that's pshat in the Mishnah. We have to accept that's pshat in the Mishnah, shkula machas. So if that's pshat in the Mishnah, I don't know why Rav says I chepped with the Mishnah. He should have, Rav should have been in Lamatesim at base, or shkula machas, so why doesn't it say shluch hakan? I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say anything. But Al Koponim, that's what the Maharsha says. The Maharsha says, this Mishnah is enumerating these four mitzvahs because these four mitzvahs have a maila of Shkula Machas. And the Shkula Machas I derive because there's a Kefil Haloshen. I have another mitzvah that has a Kefil Haloshen, which is Shiluach HaKam. That was Rabbi's Kash, right? Umishani. So what does the Gemara answer? Kiven the ain l'shiluach akan peiri. Peiris is not. Elo keren l'chut. Loitoni lo. So that's why it doesn't say the loimeme. So now the Maharsha says a vote, which I'd like later to explain. The loimeme the shkula machas aleicha the iki peiri. Now the Maharsha of a sudden gives us guidelines. That Shkula Machas is not from a Kefil HaLoshen. That's how we got it from. If there's Peiris, if it is Eichel Peiris, then Shkula Machas. If it's not Eichel Peiris, then it's not Shkula Machas. Finished. So Memele, so now all of a sudden we have a new insight in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that since Peiris are only, Eichel Peiris Seim is only by Toiv Labriyas, and that's only these four mitzvahs. Shiluach HaKan, it's not Oichel Peresayim, so therefore it's not Shkula Machas. Fine. So we have to understand what these two duchadis are, two distinct halachas. How does the Maharsha put them together? Yeah. Mashen Keshuach HaKan, Lo Havi Rak Toiv Shman, Ein Lo Peri. Va'akeifel Dechsiv Bebe Shiluach HaKan. Now the Maharsha says, so what's pshat in this Kefil HaLoshen? There's no Peiris, especially Luach HaKan, because it's not Toiv Labriyas. So what's this Kefil? Hainu sheyiyeh loy min hakeren schar toiv ba'olam hazeh. So now the Maharsha comes and says, it's a new thing, that it says a Kefil HaLoshen, manita b'loch, and there's Arich HaShomim, the double Loshen is Olam Hazeh. You can have Olam Hazeh also from this mitzvah. Now the Olam Hazeh we have from this mitzvah, this is not from the Peiris, no Peiris. So this is from the Keren. He says, from this mitzvah we whittle off a chelek of the Keren, and we give him schar and Olam Hazeh. V'gam, Arich HaShomim l'Olam Habo. Lochein, therefore, Shina HaLoshim. He says, now, well, he's starting to teach us Chumash. He says, we'll see there's a meridic difference the way the Torah spoke about Kibbud of Ein and Shiluach HaKam. The Bekibbud of Ksiv, Laman Yerichon Yamecha, Va'achakach Laman Yitavloch. Va'achak Ksiv, Laman Yitavloch, Va'achakach Varachte Yomim. Very interesting. By Kibbud of Ein, the Torah was Magdem Ariches Yomim, and then Yitavloch. And here the Torah was Maktam Yitavloch and then Mari Eichas Yomi. Zokta Marsho, what's Pshat? The Loshen Toiv Nemar Al HaKeren. Toiv is on the Keren, Ubahanu Sho'ichel Mi Peireiseyem Bo'ilam Hazeh Va'Keren Kayemes Lo'ilam Habo. Ksiv Laman Yitav B'Soif. So he says, by Kibbut Ove'em, it says first Laman Yarichun Yomecha. So Laman Yarichun Yomecha, we are not talking about the Keren. We're not touching the Keren. Laman Yarichun Yomecha, that's from the Peiris, because this is Toiv Labriyas. Laman Yitavloch is the Keren, and that's completely designated for Olam Habo. That's by Kibbud Ove'im. You're eating the Peiris Yarichun Yomecha, and the Keren is Laman Yitavloch. Ubechol shar mitzvahs. Ubach the Russian type name alakat. Ubahanu shoichel. Yeah, the shoichel person by Lamazah says one yitabloch. Ubechol shar mitzvahs, the oichel gam mi keren by Lamazah. Ksiv leman yitav bereshe. It says leman yitav bereshe. So we're talking about the keren. Before we start talking about all the benefits and those, Laman Yitavloch, you're going to get a Keren. And Barach Toyomim, from this Keren, will whittle off Arich HaShomim on this world. So it matters if the Pasuk mentions the Keren later, so then it comes out that the Peiris, that the Olam Hazeh is nothing to do with the Keren. This is from the Peiris. The Keren is Kam Leolam Haba. If the Pasuk mentions the Keren first, so whatever is later is whittled off from the Keren. V'alderech zeh ma'isi ha'ikro imru tzadik hitoiv. Dahainu shakeren kayemes loy loy lamabo shekulay toy. A tzaddik that it's peiris, so memele, so his whole keren will be used for ilamabo, kiboy lamazela yitztarach lekach. He doesn't need this boy lamaze. Ki yoichel boy lamaze a peiris, need the peiris. Is that tzaddik toy? The comma, hainu zeo tzaddik. Zeh tzaddik, sheh toiv shehu hakeren, kulay kayem loy loy lamabo, period. That is what the Maharsha says. So the Maharsha says as follows. That means the Maharsha told us two gewaldik inyonim. According to us, not according to Rabbi Yaakov, the zicha oilam hazeh from mitzvahs. One zicha gets oilam hazeh from mitzvahs, but it matters by all mitzvahs. The oilam hazeh is from the keren of the mitzvah. There's no peiris, so then you have to have a, you get the oilam hazeh also. That's from the keren of the mitzvahs. By these four mitzvahs, we get oilam hazeh from the peiris of the mitzvah. You say peiris, so you get oilam hazeh from the peiris of the mitzvah. And when do you get which mitzvah has peiris? If it's a mitzvah, that's toiv labrius. And that is the taich of shkula machras. That's why by these four mitzvahs, since you have peiris, so even though you're equal, it's equal, it's machza machza, but since you have peiris, so you have oilam hazeh because of the peiris. That is what the Maharsha is saying. Now, I'd like just a little bit to try to understand the mechanics of this Maharsha. I just learned lessons, a pasuk in Mishlei, with the Perish Agro, and it says, Meiridike Zachen, in Kapitel Yud, pasuk Gimel, Lo Yariv Hashem Nefesh Tzadik. Lo Yariv Hashem Nefesh Tzadik. So the Goyin says, A Tzadik who is Oisef Bishvil Orev, a tzaddik who wants to have a geshmaka life on this world, liknois macholim toivim umesukim, wants to have, not pas bamelach toichel maim, he wants to have a geshmaka life, oma lo yariv Hashem nefesh hainu harotzim shel a tzaddik, umemale ritzoinoi. The tzaddik wants it, he feels Dirano, Ishano, it's Machiv and Daife Shalodov. He wants a geshmak a life. Oilam Hazeh, nothing but indulgence, but Al Koponim should be Orev, it should be geshmak, it should be Mosaik. Umemale Ritzoine. Avol Horoshe, Lo Yasik Tavosai. That means a Roshe even who'll do whatever thing is under his koyach to have a geshmaka life, he's going to be hungry. He's not going to acquire what he would like to acquire. So that means, the pasuk is telling us, not talking about oilam haba, in oilam hazeh, the tzaddik has a more beautiful oilam hazeh than the rosh. That's what the pasuk is telling us. But it's very interesting. This pasuk that guarantees oilam hazeh is speaking about a tzaddik. La yariv Hashem nefesh tzaddik. You have to be a tzaddik. Now, we know what is the taich of a tzaddik. The taich of a tzaddik is Rav Zochias. Rav Zochias is called a tzaddik. That's called a tzaddik, Rav Zochias. So now, our Mishnah is telling us that if you have an extra mitzvah, so you have Rav Zochias, you can have a good oilam ha'mitivaloi. That's this pasuk of Hashem Nefesh. Mitivin lay on this world. Isn't he have a good world? doesn't get Olam Hazel, a Yara Vashem, if he's a tzaddik. What if he's Machtza or Machtza? He's a Beinoni. There's no guarantee on that. That what Meitivin Loi is Dafke if he's a tzaddik. La Yari Vashem Nefesh Tzaddik. Now this is a Seder. How do we derive this Olam Hazel? So the Mashal says from the Keren. So somehow we take a chelik from the Keren. This is not what we do by Rosh. A Rosh is Mishalom Vosoyin of Aponu B'Avide. We give him we give him the whole Keren. That's a Rosh. He had Tzadik, Vice Tachois. You whittle off a little of the Keren, so he has a Geshmak of life. There's a lot left over for Ilam Habe. So he has a Pesazoy, Geshmak of life on this world, as long as he's a Tzadik, and he has a Keren Kayam Mislalo Ilam Habe. That's if he's a tzaddik. If he is not a tzaddik, he's half and half. We will not give him this schus of layarav Hashem nefesh tzaddik. You're not a tzaddik, you're a beinoni. If you're a beinoni, some emela, you're not entitled to this bonus of glik lecha olam hazeh. That is the first half of our Gemara. We have one beinoni. He's a beinoni, but he's a toiv labrius. But he's not a tzaddik. He's a toiv labrius. So here, since he has under his belt peiris, he has something else what this our tzaddik doesn't have. He has peiris. He has olam hazadik peiris. He was toiv labrius. So this entitles him to Olam Hazeh, even though he's a Beinoni. He doesn't have to be a Tzaddik. That means to take off from the Keren, you have to be a Tzaddik. Le'yarev Hashem Nefesh Tzaddik. But if you have Peiris, automatically you're entitled to Olam Hazeh, else the Peiris, boy. That, I think, is what the Mashal is telling us. Now let us go further. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Haschus yesh lo Keren. V'yesh lo peiris. Schus has a keren, and there's peiris. Shenema imru tzadik ki toiv, ki prima lolei mirchelu. There are that. From a schus, there can be peiris also. Aveira yesh lo keren, ve'in lo peiris. An aveira doesn't have peiris. There's nothing but to grow from. The Maral says, an aveira is heder. Nothing. It's not a culture of germs that grows. And Aveira is nothing. So he says, there's no peiris that grow from it. Yeah. So he says, Aveira yesh lo keren, ve'ein lo peiris. Shemema oile rosh ra. So there it says, kigmu yodav ya. What he did, he's gonna get paid for. It doesn't accumulate interest. Frag the Gemara, I learned a posik vala mani mekaim v'yoichlu mi pri dar, come on, talking about the shoyim, they're gonna eat from their peiris, and when it's a yiseyem yizbo, they can become satisfied from those, so we see a rosh has peiris. So the Gemara says, aveire shoyse peiris, yesh la peiris, shene yse peiris, ain lo peiris. Now what does this mean? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ein lo peiris, ein nefroi mimenu yoysel mechdei rishe. Whatever he did, there's a standard, cheshbin, how much einshim one gets for an aveira. Whatever he did, not more than his rishes. Aveira shoysel peiris, so Rashi says, what's an aveira shoysel peiris? Kegoin chilul Hashem. Sha'odom choshuv oivar aveire, v'acherem lemeidem mimenu laseizke. This is a pachad noire, that this is, the hipshat is, that, for my mice alone, no, my mice, but the person doesn't realize, if chilul Hashem, you have tamidim, you have people who derive from your actions, this is the right thing to do, and this is, remember once heard from, Abyankiv Zachainal Rochi once said by a Shabbos Shubed Rosh, he says, we have to understand in Munsi, if when it comes to Chil Hashem, it doesn't matter if we really are tzaddikim or if we're not tzaddikim. If we look like tzaddikim, if people think we're tzaddikim, so people make conclusions already. Tzaddik, Ephraim, he does this. So me meile, so chilul Hashem is a schreckliche Sach, but, and that's Peiris. That's Peiris. He comes with a whole bunch of Talmidim, with a whole bunch of followers, which he was not at all interested in accumulating, but that's the Peiris. So that, fine. V'cherem lemeidim mimenu la'seiskein. Let's go further. Now, machshove toivo mitzalfo lemais. Shenema, oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ishal reyeyu, vayakshev Hashem vayishma vayikosev sefis ikon lefonov liyirei Hashem ulechosh veishmoy, mai ulechosh veishmoy, amaravasi afilachishev odom lasais mitzve, v'nenas v'lo yoso malo olav akosov ki ilu oso. So, first I'd like to mention the Lashon of the Chavis Halvavis in Shara Bitochen. The Chavis Halvavis says the Samur Dikazach, Ki maise ha-avoide vo-ha-aveira, to do a mitzvah and to do an aveira, lo yitochnu li-odom, it's impossible a person should do one of these two, you need three factors in order to do a mitzvah or to do an aveir. Ha'echot ha'bechira b'liboy. Step number one, he has to decide to do whatever he wants to do, a mitzvah, an aveir. You need, that's the first step in doing a mitzvah. He has to decide to do it. Ha'sheini ha'kavone v'haskomet. That means after he decided to do it, it's a good, after he decided to do it, it'll be a good thing to learn the next hour. So the first thing is, it would be a good thing to learn. Then you need a haskom, you need a commitment. I'm gonna do it, Taki. Fine. Now the third thing is sheyishtadol ligmar amaisa beborov. That means after he does a commitment and a hachlota that he decides he's going to do it. Now he has to try to do it. Zokta chayves avovis uma sheeinay nela mimenu. What is bekoyach ha'odom beis hadvorim harishayim? The first two things. The bechire to do a mitzvah or an aveira, the hachlote to accomplish what he had decided to do, this is biyodai. This every person was given bechire to do, to choose and to decide that this is what he's going to do. But the third component, hashlama samaisa, that is not biyodai. That the Rabbeinu Shalom never gave any, no one is insured that he'll be able to accomplish what he's accomplishing. That means let's go back to our old scenario that he decided he's going to learn the next hour, he has an extra hour he's going to learn, and he's going to the Beis Medrash, and all of a sudden someone knocks on the door, his uncle came from Virginia, he never saw him in the last 20 years, he can't go now, the uncle's there. That killed the hour. He's not finished. He had wanted to learn, and then the uncle came. That's beyond his kaiches. Zok techoivis alvovis. If a person will not have the capabilities, that the Rabbeinu Shalom has cheshbonis, when to give him the, when he'll be able to accomplish what he had decided to accomplish, and he's not able, that's the Rabbeinu Shalom's cheshbonis, which we have no ideas, when, what, when, where. These are Rabbeinu Shalom's cheshbonis. V'im yivna, but if a person was not capable of doing it, yelonu haschar ala bechire va'akavon. Then we have a schar ala bechire va'akavon, so it's a mirror de kezach. So now what it says, Chishav Lasis Mitzvah V'nenas, Malov Akosu Kilo Aso, does not mean, according to the Chavis Avovis, that I learned an hour. You didn't learn an hour. You didn't learn at all. but you wanted to learn an hour, and you were committed yourself to learn an hour. For that you're gonna get schar. For these two, this is the third thing, is not biyotcha. The uncle came from Virginia, it's not biyotcha to change the facts. But al kaponim, for this is what you're going to get schar. And this is what the Gemara is telling us. The Masha says this, but a machashiv lasis avere v'nenas. Here, there's no din of mala olavakos of kilo aso. He has decided he's going to do an avere. Ah, he wants to do this, and he made up his mind. He puts on his coat. He's going to go out to go a place where he shouldn't be going. And all of a sudden, the uncle from Virginia comes. He can't go. So there, it's chishiv lasis avere v'nenas layaso. Nothing. No kindness at him whatsoever. That's what the Gemara says. Machshove ro, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzarfo lemaisa shenema, im oven, im reisi belibi, if belibi there was an oven, I wanted to do an avera, lo yishma Hashem. Rabbeinu Shalom, this is not recorded, this is, Rabbeinu Shalom is, Dvarim shebaleiv einam dvarim, what you wanted to do, it's nothing. And the fakert, the Maharsha says, Amir de Kipshat, the Maharsha says that, and if you learn further in the Pasuk says that the next Pasuk is that Rabbi Nisham will listen to his tefillahs. The Pasuk says, Av mirisi balibi lo yishma Hashem, Ochein shoma alekim hikshiv bekel tfilosi. So on Moira de Kizach, we have the same scenario, the person that put on his coat, he wanted to go to do an avere, the uncle came, finished, he couldn't do the avere. Now he comes with the uncle, he goes to Davin Mincha, to go on Davin Mincha, he asks the Rabbein Shalom, Rabbein Shalom, I need this. Hikshiv Hashem, Rabbein Shalom listens to this tzile. Even though this is a person that an hour ago had wanted to do an aveira, the oven im reisi balibi, the Rabbeinu Shloilam is not goyres this. The elamani mekayim the Moses, but there's a different pasuk. Maybe alam azeh ro pri machshevoisam. Here it says that there is an oinish pri machshevoisam that he had wanted to do. So the Gemara says. Machshove she'oise priya kadosh baruch metzarfe lemaise. Machshove she'ein bo priya kadosh baruch metzarfe lemaise. So what does this mean? So what does Rashi? So Rashi says machshove she'oise peiris shekiyim machshavtoi v'oso. He did what he wanted to do. So the Mefoshim asked the Redal, the Ben Yoyoda asked, that's poshut. If a person wanted to do an aver and he did an aver, Pashtaitzach will be nanish on the machshove. That's all there is in Shoigi Kemezit. Mezit he wanted to do and Shoigi didn't want to do it. So they say, Nafshad is like this, that Sunday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he wanted to do an avera. And the uncle came Sunday. Right? So, Sunday finished. Monday, again he wanted to do the avera, the same thing. 3 o'clock he wanted to do the avera, and the uncle came Monday. And Monday he did the Aveira. So when he did the Aveira Monday, now retroactively he's going to be Nemesh on Sunday. And he says, this Machshava of Sunday is not reckoned with cause my yom to Aveira on Monday. But even though you are Nemesh on Sunday, but if you do the Aveira on Monday, you're going to, this Machshava had Peiris, it ended up by doing a Maise, then you'll be Nenish on Sunday's Machshava also. Zot the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara says, Ve'lohod echsiv. Now, Agavucha, before we go further, I'd like to mention the Ben Yehoda wants to say another pshat in Machshava Sha'ise Peri, and it came to a maise, that means the case of rotza lechel basa chazir ba'ola biyodei basa tlem. That's also called a machshava shosaperi. It did not remain in the oilam ha-machshava. He went to do a maise, even though it's not a maise avere, But since the machshava brought him to do a mice, he'll also be nenesh on the machshava. Yeah. There's a mirror that one of the mafoshim say pshat. The Gemara says that I think Rabbi Kiva said this drash that rotze Hashem yislach lo b'mer kosov medaber that rotze lechel. Yes, but she thought she's over the nether and her husband was made for the nether. But Hashem yislach lo, so see, we need a kapore. So he says, Madoch, Rotsa lechel bosa chazir, v'ola b'yodei bosa tle, yinena, shvadi v'zola b'yodei bosa chazir. That's the thing that Rabbi Kiva, when he said this to her, she was crying. So I saw, someone says pshat as follows, that Rabbi Kiva was the Sundasara Ruge Malchus, and this was for the chet of Mechiras Yosef, the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. So the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, Yosef told them that you thought bad, but Elokim Chashav Letov, a good thing came out of it, but you just thought bad. So when he said this drash, so then it hit him that Mechiras Yosef, a good came out, Elokim Chashav Letov, everything came out good. This was that soul of the Olam. Everything was good, but this is not better than Chishev Lechel Basa Chazir Vala B'Yodei Basa Tla. He didn't have these intentions. He was not sold to be Mechalkel the Olam, to be Mefalnes Yaakov Bonav Mitzrayim. He was sold for a different reason. He wanted to get rid of him. No, Elokim Chashav Letov. So that's why Rabbi Kiva, when he said this to Rash, he was crying. It seems he realized that the chet of Mechiras Yosef would still be nitva. So the Gemara weiter. Elohod echsiv l'man tfoises beis Yisrael belibam. Here what seems here doesn't talk about peiros. Here it means belibam alone for their bad intentions is they'll be nenash. Amar Ravache bar Yaakov ahu b'avodas kechovim d'ksiv. This is if a yid thinks he's going to be an oved avodah zarah. Neither the mafoshim, not that he believed in it, but he thought it would be worthwhile to be an oved avodah zarah, get some money, get some fame, whatever it is. He thought that, and because of that, he'll be nenash for this machshavah. And the opposite, if he's Maida Bo, is Kekaifa Bechola Teirekul. So you have to understand what Pshat in the Gemara is, what happened over here. So why is he Nenesh on this Machshavah? So the Iyun Yaakov says, Amir de Kepshat. We had a Taisus before, we have to understand the Taisus, but they said before, by a goy is punfakert. By a goy is a double standard. If he wants to do a mitzvah and he doesn't do it, doesn't get schar. If he wants to do an aveira and he doesn't do it, he'll be nenash. This will learn now from sukkim. So memela, so that's what the Yin Yaakov says. If a person is moide b'avoide zore, so it's like a koife b'cholat ha'irekula, so he falls into the goy league. The goy league, where manish and machshava also. That's how he says pshat in the Gemara. And now we have Ula Omar ki v'rabhune. The Omar Rabhune kiven sha'ova odom aveira v'shona bo. Person did an aveira once and repeated it, hutraloi. So becomes mutter. So the Gemara says, hutraloi salka daitra becomes mutter. He's allowed to do it now. If you do it two times already, then ela nasis loy keheta. No, now in his eyes already, after doing it two times, it's already in his eyes, etc. There's nothing will hold him back already from doing it again. There's nothing wrong in it. Let us see what Rashi says. What is the Gemara telling us? What is Ula telling us? Zot Rashi, Ula Oma, That's what we deserve. ולא אומא הדרסיב פרי מחשבויסם באיבר ושונקסיב. It's going on before. כי הדר, a person didn't have it twice. כי הדר מהרי לסייס. Now he wanted to do it a third time, and then the uncle came. Lasseis mitzarefes lamais. Afilu yoved lo. Afilu, he ended up by not doing it. Ein chazerosei l'shem shamayim. Elo shleihutzlech lo. There's no sensitivity in him that it's an aver anymore. There's nothing that'll hold him back. Kidaravune ta'oma nasis loy keheta. That it's mamish became in his eyes like heter.